Hi Ryan, Stuart here again, and welcome to our midweek market podcast for the third week of July. It's July the 21st, so the end of the month is in sight next week. The dollar continues to hold on to gains. Yields hit a five-month low this week. Powell remained very dovish in his testimony to the US Congress. Equities hit new all-time highs yet again and then crashed and recovered. Still to come this week, top of the shop will be the ECB tomorrow on Thursday. We've got a raft of PMI data on Friday, and obviously the earnings season is now in full swing. But as ever and every week, we talk about this, but really it's all about jobs, employment and unemployment, and they remain very much in focus. The weekly unemployment claims last week missed expectations again. They came in at 360,000. 350,000 are expected this week, so the trend hopefully starts to go down again, but the data continues to trend lower, but it really is quite choppy for those long-term unemployed especially. Vaccine rollouts continue to drive sentiment, but this Delta variant remains very, very significant and a significant concern around the globe. Extended restrictions remain in place in many Asian countries in particular. Over 3.7 billion doses of the vaccine have now been administered, but low-income countries remain around about the 5% vaccination rate level, and death toll, unfortunately, has now peaked at 1.4 million. Volatility in the forex market was evident again this week. The dollar, as I said earlier, remains on the bid. US dollar index rallied from the 92 level support last week, spiking to 93.20 earlier on today on this safe haven bid for the US dollar. Euro dollar remained below the key 118 level, tested to a key low at 117.50 this week, whilst the dollar yen spiked down to 109 before recovering to 110, so in a 100 pip range for dollar yen traders. Cable tested down to 135.70 from a spike earlier in the week to 139, and now trades around 136, so at the lower end of that range and also under pressure from the stronger dollar. Global stock markets posted more all-time highs this week very briefly, but then crashed very, very significantly on Monday on the coronavirus concerns. Recovered on Tuesday, not all of the all the value they lost on Monday, but certainly a significant recovery yesterday. The Dow was the best performer, up 1.62% yesterday. The tech and cyclical stocks led the move higher, and indeed the move lower. The USA 500 130 rallied to highs at 4,380, 15,002, and 35,000, all before testing down to 4,225, 14,450, and 33,735 respectively. So some quite significant moves on the major US equity markets. Gold, on the other hand, it's sort of held on to its gains. We went as high as 1,835 this week before we tested under the key 1,800 level down to 1,795. This firmer dollar obviously is weighing on gold advancing, but we're currently over the key 20-day moving average, which now sits at 1810. So remember, last couple of weeks we've been at 1805. Now we're up to 1810 as the gold continues to see some sort of bid on the nervousness that is evident in the market at the moment, looking for some key direction. Oil was a major mover this week. We had US oil prices tanking this week. There's a deal within OPEC Plus. This fallout between the Saudi Arabians and the United Arab Emirates seems to have been resolved with a bit of an increase in production for the UAE. Why? Obviously, the global worries over the virus continued, and that's hanging on global growth expectations, so therefore hanging on the oil prices. Prices pushed all the way down to 64.50 early in the week from 72.50, so a huge, significant move this week in the US oil market. We're currently trading over $76, and I think we were over $68 earlier in the week. We've got inventories, the official EIA inventories, later on today, Wednesday the 21st. And finally, it's all about the yield again. Really big pressure on the 10-year treasury note, the key yield market that everybody focuses on. We plummeted under 1.13 to post a new 5-6 month low as equity markets sold off on Monday. Rates have since moved back to breach 120 again, but US Treasuries and the dollar receiving safe haven bid keeps the yield well under that key support level at 160 we've been talking about for quite a while now. So quite a volatile week this week. We're halfway through week 3 of July. So stay safe, traders, and we'll see you all again next week for a wrap of week 4 and indeed the end of the month. So take care and stay safe, everyone. All the best. Bye-bye.